Blog Talk Radio.
So it's this new thing, and they're called bug chasers. Bitch, what the fuck is a bug chaser? Low network. All right. Don't have time for that. Gay men have been intentionally seeking out other men who are HIV positive for sex. Hey y'all, we're recording live from a secret location. When you're in the building, hashtag it's the 4th of July. Or you can do the classic hashtag here. Oh my gosh, let me sip my drink and get my weekend, well, my weekday situated and started. Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Hopefully you guys are having a lovely 4th of July. I haven't got mine started yet, but I intend on it. But I wanted to talk to you guys briefly for a moment. I won't be before you that long, but I want to talk to you guys about something that was really, really interesting to me. Okay? When you're in the building, hashtag here. Now let's try this one. When you're in the building, hashtag bug chaser. Now, okay, so I'm going to get into this video. Now, I'm going to first start this video by saying, I am not attacking anybody who is HIV positive. I have nothing against anybody who has HIV or AIDS. Okay? Just want to say that first. Want to just say that first. Okay? But I was on Facebook and I was scrolling down my timeline and a friend of mine, he, I guess, interviewed or had an interview on with a guy, and the guy identified as a bug chaser, or there's this term, that bug chaser, that, you know, not many of us have heard of. I have never heard of it, you know, but I did a little research on it, enough to know that I think it's ridiculous, and I'll let you know what a bug chaser is, okay? So a bug chaser is, you can Google this, a bug, let me Google it so I can, because I know it's going to be some girls on here that's going to try to justify this bullshit, so I'm going to just Google what the fuck I read that it means, okay? So let me pull up bug chaser in Google. Mm-hmm. Bug chaser. I'm going to pull that up. A bug chaser has the counterpart called the gift giver. Hold on. Let me tell you. Okay. Long story short, a bug chaser is a HIV negative man who intentionally seeks out an HIV positive man to have sex with him in hope of contracting HIV. That's what a bug chaser is. So you literally go chase the HIV bug. You go out and have sex with what they call the gift giver. And the gift giver is the person, that's why they call it the gift, the person that has the gift, the HIV, they give the gift of HIV to the bug chaser. Fucking ridiculous, and that's fucking stupid. That's fucking stupid. And my issue is, before I get into, you know, the different articles I read, I know there's going to be some people on here that are going to attempt to normalize this bullshit, or they're going to try to justify the actions of this bullshit. And I am here to say, leave my video now, because I'm not, that shit is stupid. That shit is stupid. There should be no reason why a person is chasing HIV. Now, somebody might say, oh, well, Armand, people are having sex raw, unprotected all the time. They can contract the virus. Absolutely, they can. They can contract the virus from having raw sex and doing drugs. But it's different from having a slip up, or, you know, being under the influence and just not being responsible, versus asking a person, do you have HIV? Yes, you do? Okay. I want you to infect me with it. That's totally fucking different. And I think that that's ridiculous. And I feel like our community is made up of a bunch of weird shit, and I am not, that's some weird shit. Now, some people may say, oh, well, you know, psychological issues. Okay. Let me give you a few examples of the ones that I read online. First of all, let me preface by saying I think 90% of it is some bullshit. The other 10%, I'm like, okay, I can understand. So out of the three examples I read, I could only understand one. Now, the three examples was, there was a young man. Where the fuck is that article? There was a young man. He was in love, and he wanted to be in a relationship, and his boyfriend.
Because, bitch, you don't know what you're fucking thought from that some of you homosexuals, bitch, is fucking insane.
That is not the case in some parts of the West, where fireworks are banned because of the threat of new wildfires. Dozens are already burning. Tom Blackstone is one of the largest in Yolo County, California.
Hello. 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 Connect. Hello? Let me make sure this is on. This is like tearing right now. Can you hear me, caller? Hello?
The number of the chair shop worldwide has been rising steadily, with up more than 7% just last year. At the same time,